But I heard this. I heard the name Parlay Pats having to do with some guy who's engaged in wagering on sporting events. And I've heard Pat talk about doing parlays. You just talked about there with FanDuel. Oh, Parlay Pats could be. I don't know. Then I heard the story that had to do with him. I'm like, oh, I hope not, because if that's the case, he's just gone off the deep end. Benjamin Tucker Pats. His last name is Pats. P-A-T-Z. So that's where the Parlay Pats comes from. He's 24 years old. He's a sports bettor. He resides in both New York and California. He's won more than $1 million by wagering on sporting events, according to the Department of Justice, who have just filed federal charges on him for transmitting threats in interstate or foreign commerce. Apparently, he's pleaded guilty to sending explicit messages to hundreds of athletes on social media, including on July 20th, 2019. When the Tampa Bay Rays baseball team lost a home game to the White Sox. After the game, four Rays players, as well as a player for the White Sox, received messages from Benjamin Tucker Pats. The messages included these messages. Are you ready for this? I will sever your neck open, you pathetic expletive.
Wow.
I will enter your home while you sleep and sever your neck open. I will kill your entire family. Everyone you love will soon cease. Your family's necks will be severed open with a dull knife. You get a kind of a theme here?
Yeah, right.
That's what you call a sore loser.
Yeah. Unfortunately, 0-5 against the White Sox isn't going to cut it. Because of your sins, I will have to behead you and your family.
What is wrong with the beheading? What is going on?
Well, apparently, Benjamin Tucker had a message that...
I mean, I agree losing 5 in a row with the White Sox is bad, but yeah.
Still, not
that bad.
Apparently he used his Instagram account to send threatening explicit messages to more than 300 other accounts that belong to professional or collegiate athletes, including players for the Blue Jays, Braves, Athletics, Padres, Patriots, USC Trojans, the University of Arizona, the University of Oregon. He also sent messages to women soccer players following the World Cup loss in 2019.
Whoa.
Also a tennis player, too.
Why not?
He's an equal opportunity.
Yes.
Yeah. But you can't use the communications devices for, interstate. Oh, my gosh.
And the messages referenced unsuccessful bets placed on the teams. Well, imagine that.
I didn't think he was setting the bet for one.
As I said, sore loser, yeah.
And again, this guy has won more than $1 million.
Right. Yeah.
So he knows, and I'm sure winning those millions, he's probably lost a little bit too.
Yeah, probably.
Doesn't say why these certain instances engaged his vitriol, but that's pretty intense. No need to read between the lines there. It's pretty straightforward. Jeez. Investigators say that he have also been using messages to try to influence the outcomes of upcoming sporting
events. I'm surprised by that one. No way.
Oh, my gosh. Parlay Pats.
Okay, that's not, yeah.
No, like I said, when I first heard Parlay Pats, I'm thinking, oh, there could be a, whoa, let's hope it's not, because, man, he's been engaged in some stuff that he shouldn't be.
That's nasty.
No doubt about it, man. I mean, come on, get a life there.
Without saying it, the handle I use on FanDuel is a former Pittsburgh Steeler great from the state of Michigan. That's all I'll say.
I have a few thoughts in mind.
I think you know.
7:48 on WSGW. It's a very serious story, but in some ways almost bizarrely amusing.
That tells you right there that he kind of lost the point of the whole thing. You're supposed to have a little bit of fun with this. If you're doing that, please call. Once again, if you happen to get to that, call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help.
Can I make phone calls on behalf of others? I think someone needs to investigate that.
Yes.